Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Trump administration joining harsh international condemnation of Russia for a nerve agent attack in Britain blamed on Moscow, while for the first time in imposing fresh sanctions directly blaming Russia for interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Here's President Trump.
Very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it. Something that should never, ever happen.
In the past, Mr. Trump has appeared reluctant to criticize Russia or President Vladimir Putin or to take strong action against Russia. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller widening his investigation of Russian interference in the U.S. election and subpoenaed documents at the Trump Organization, that's President Trump's global business empire. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We're going to continue to fully cooperate out of respect for the special counsel. We're not going to comment for any specific questions about the Trump Organization. I'd refer you there.
Trump Organization spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment. United Nations Security Council has renewed its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan for another year and threatened an arms embargo if fighting continues. South Sudan won independence from Sudan in 2011. Ethnic violence, civil war broke out 2 years later between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and his former vice president Riek Machar. Peace agreement signed in December has failed to take hold. Thousands of civilians fled the rebel-held eastern Ghouta town of Hamariya, and the Syrian army continues to make an inroad in the last major rebel stronghold in the area. Scores of wounded and sick people also evacuated. This is VOA News.